Marquez on the desk. The Gemara says, as we mentioned already a little bit yesterday, Gemara says as follows. Hishke mehem lebonav nebeso yotzo. What that means exactly. You gave to your sons and the members of your household yotzo. To be clear again. Who was Yotze? Who drank what? Very, very unclear. What does that mean? It says Tosis. Ruba de Kasa. Heineken lo lugmav ke de prish liel. Yilachat chila tzav lishtos revius. What does it say? Bidiyeva de lo lugmav is enough. Chatzchila, you have to drink a revius. Alright, so Tosis is, I may have mentioned a little bit yesterday, the Brisker Rav, we read it yesterday in Shir, has an equation between drinking of the Arba Kosis and the drinking of the Kiddush. So alright, they make reference here on that Kufchens and Beis, what they said earlier on Kufzayim and Aleph. There it's Kiddush, here it's Arba Kosis. Sure? Same thing. Tosis Lishitosa. We have to go back on both sides to the Tosafot Tzadi Testament base briefly, just to give should all see what it says there. What Tosafot is suggesting, perhaps Arba Kosis can be fulfilled by just listening to the Baal Avos. Tosafot sounds so wild. The Maharal Mipraghi has this question. What? Don't you know that the mitzvah Arba Kosis is to drink? It's not the same as Kiddush. The answer is, Who said it? Who said the Maharal Mipraghi was right? Tosafot says that perhaps, believe it or not, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kosis by listening to the Baal HaSeder. Same thing, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush by listening to the Baal HaVos. Why not? A suggestion. We'll see you soon. We'll get back. Interesting. When it comes to Kiddush, is there any din l'chadchila to drink a revius? Mil l'chadchila tzarech lishlos revius. Does it exist, the Chatchila Rabosai, in when it comes to Kiddush? The Pashtus, no. So the simple Bishar Rabosai is as follows. Let's go to the Tosafot Tzadi Testament. Let's read the Tosafot. We read it once before. It's Chazer the Tosafot Tzadi Testament. If we can. It's Chazer again. How do you like that? Amazing Tosis. That's what the first line of Tosis says. The last line, I'm skipping the middle, we'll come back to it. So the maskana that Tosafot agrees, everyone has to drink the Arba Kosis, is implies not the same as Kiddush, has an additional dimension. An additional dimension, Rabbi Osai. So, what's generally speaking, I'll ask you a shayla, Rabbi Osai. This is my shayla. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, how much you have to eat? Because I. Can I ask you a shayla? See a shayla. Can you say rubo kakulo? You spent the whole time trying to figure out what you have to eat matzah. But you put the footnote, rubo kakulo. What do you say? No. Ridiculous! Why is it ridiculous? Why? A shear is a shear. Rubo kakulo by a shear. That's absurd. You need 10 tefachim for a mechitza. 5.1. It's unheard of. What's going on over here? Ruba de Kasa. If you learn the way Tosis starts off by saying, it's a bit of Kiddush. It's not really. It just so happens, as Tosis and Kuv Zayin and Aleph, it just so happens, it's a quirk that a low Lugma, which is a Shia, which of Te'ima, Chashuva, happens to be Rob Revis. It's not that of Ruba Kakula. Nah. It's a bit of a low Lugma. It doesn't sound like that, right? A different expression is used. Ruba the kasa. It's not going to be. If the shear is a revius, yeah, again, follow the majority of any shear, it's ridiculous. It's a time for the south, so your shear means you have to do the entire shear. That's the problem. That's the kasha of the Maralmi Prak. What kind of rove? How can a rove help? Doesn't understand. How can a rove help? So the Chora, there are two answers. One, as I said, it's a coincidence. It's really Shiva Luma. Close to sounds away at the beginning, at least. A second possibility of Osai is as follows. Rove works in terms of the determining a cheft, as my Rebbe used to always say. For example, Shchita. So I got a funny example. If the Shem two simanim, right? Everyone know about that? But the Rosh Vishap Rubo Shachar Shtayim or Rov Shtayim, right? Rubo, it works. And my Rebbe put it, the din in the cheftes. Not in the shear, no shear. Doesn't matter how the windpipe is this thick or this thick, or the esophagus, who cares? You gotta shech the whole thing. Rubo kakulo. Could be Rubo, Rov Kos, and then the cheftes. The cheftes of the Kos has to be a certain size, right? Coats. Now we're going to measure the majority, not in terms of the actual number of cc's that exist in it. No, that's a number. No, a row of a coats. The heft of the Rubik Kuku. That's what my Rebbe used to say. Fine. So now I'm both sides. Let's go slow. The Gemara and Afkuf Chesem and Beis, our Gemara. Let's read the Gemara again. Read the Gemara again. The Gemara goes into the various discussions over here. Hishkim and Rebbe of Nei Beis, all right? What does it tell you? Let's take a look. Look at the Gemara. Stop there and take the whole Gemara again. On my Buda, my Shmuel, I bought Kosa Lolos of Shia Ben, Kede Mezigas Kos Yofa. She saw in Chai Yosa, she saw in Vasakas Yosa. Hishlum and Mother Nebeso Yosa. Turn to the Ran for a moment and see how he commented on this tomorrow, if you don't mind. The Ran. The Ran. The Ran as follows: the shasi ruba the kasa, kolama. The shasi kol chad v'chad ruba shel revius. He and his son and his household had all had a ruba revius. The kamash malan shein tsarim sheil kol echad kos kolik b'fnei atzmo. What is he saying? You have one big kosh al yol, a huge kos, and I give you, take a little, you take a little, you take a little. Everyone's yards? Everyone's yards? Ah, Ruba the Kasa? There can't be two majorities in the same cup. I guess in theory you could, right? I said a cup measures 100 ounces.
Huge. I thought this is Ruba Vins.
I know. I'm saying theoretically, because you have to have 51, then there's only 49 left, you have to have 25. You have 24 left, you have to have 12.1. You could go with that amount, but that's crazy. Says the Ran, no. Ruba shall revius. If every person the Ruba shall revius, you can have a big cup and keep going and going and going and going. Keep it in mind. It's all right, Sarah. It's all right, Sarah. Get an impression of Osai, if this is the case, that a row of revius could be the shiur lechatchila. Rov Revius, Shiur Lechatchila. Not like Tosfos. So why does it say Yotza? Which doesn't be the Evid. Yeah, you know why? Because not everybody has their own cup. Lechatchila must have their own cup. If they have only one big cup, Yotza. But the Shiur Rov Revius, if I have my own cup, might as well be a Shiur Lechatchila, as we shall see as we shall see soon. However, open the Mishnah Berurah straight, we'll save a little time. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a fundamental dispute with respect to Reuben the Kasi. I mean, this is really fundamental. Very much Allah Kalamais. Top iron base test. Shira calls for Vias. Vias to Kulo Aruba. Mishnah Berurah Lamed. Kulo the Chatchil Aruba the Evet. Koktosis. Vias Bahabe Revios. Shos the men of Kolkach Breodam. Come in Revias Shabo. He just quotes the Ran. We come in Revias Shabo. Lamed Vias. But the Evet Sagi Afilo Hoya the Kolechad Rak Rov Revias. We saw that in the Ran. Ran Sim Seh Lech. Sharat Sim Am Gimel. Because of the Ran Behedja. Ran Tan Sim Lech Atchil. At least for the Evet. Fine. But V'yesh Omrim Kuf Ramban Shetzorich Lishtos Rov Hakos Afilu Magzik Kama Revios. Oh boy. Oh boy. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel. Afal B'yam Rav Abba Rov Revios Afilu Mikos Godol. We mean by Kiddush. Mishum Lel Lugmo, Hochol in Kosas Chametvei, to be in a Dafka Rov Kos, Vim Lav Lo Yotza, which makes perfect sense. Chefta, and then the Chefta, right? Get a Rov Revius. Makes no sense, Rov Revius. Chefta, the Chefta is the entire cup. So suggests the Ramban. Where does it come from? What's it based upon? So Rabbeinu David said so. Based upon the Rashba. Look at the Rashba over here. Bevas Achas. Zok the Rashba. Bevas Achas. Yiro Arabata Betoch Kos Echot. Kafir Rabbeinu Shlomo. Rashba. His grandfather. Belona Yiro. Da Fila Shol Sahar Bebe Kli Echot. Lo Choshim Ola Kos Echot. Da Revias Eino La Meute. Pogos Me Revias. It's a minimum shear. I will tfei me revius because seven choshev kos echad. What do you tell me? It's arba kosis. It's one cup. It's only one cup. So Rashbam has nupsha. Ochi beirusha b'vasara shalom al seder mishnasena al shon retuf one after the other. This we discussed a little bit already yesterday. Says the Rabbeinu David, which was on the Mamre Kamos, I believe, that the fact, Rabosai, that as much as you pour in one cup is considered one cup. So Ruba the Kasa means the entire cup. Who else said so? Which I respond to today's, that was on the old Marmakamas. Today I think I put into the new Marmakamas, you should have it. Darke Moshe, Simon Tov, Ayan Beis, of Cotton Hay. He quotes this Machlokas as well. And also pins it on that Rashba. Like Moshe writes as follows: Uva Mordechai, Mashma Kedivi Ramban, Shekosel Shafili Yesh Meir Revius BeKosechot, Choshev Akol Kosechot. That means exactly what the writer quotes to Rashbam as proving this point. And the Ran disagrees. We saw the Ran. We just read the Ran a minute ago. That's what Darkei Moshe says. Is it so clear that the Darkei Moshe and the Rabbeinu David are correct? No, it's not so clear. You could argue that if you keep pouring wine into one cup, it's all called one cup. It wouldn't be called Arba Kosis Bevasachas. It's one cup. Nonetheless, Rabosai, despite that fact, if I have a row of reveres, it might still be good, even though it's not a majority of the entire cup. The two don't automatically go together. The Mechorna point out, they're going to be reshown and we'll get stuck. We're going to learn Rabosai Lakula over here. Right? Like the first day in Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai against the second day in the Shulchan Aruch. And Afal Pikain, when it comes to Shesaw and Bevas Achas, they may still hold like the Rashbam against Rashi. You can't prove from the Rashbam Lachumra in a conclusive fashion. Impossible. Take a look at the Ran himself. The previous paragraph in the Ran. The Ran speaking. Shustam Vasakas. Lav the Chad Kosa, as Rashi says. No. The Kosa Salalu. Avopi Sheshim Shilamata. and them shield the mala. I feel the gadol kama and even the kol sechon. It means zechazeh. No, according to the Dr. Moshe, Rabbi Yehuda David, the Ran contradicts himself from one paragraph to the next. Because here he says it's enough to have rov revius in the same cup, and here he said it's all one cup. Checkmate. The Ran himself in the consecutive paragraphs belies this theory of the Dr. Moshe, Rabbi Yehuda David. So you can't say that it's muchuch, that it's hobo tayin. It's an impossibility. Impossibility. Okay. Now comes the Bach. Now yes, see. And the Bach says clearly this whole idea of rov kos, no matter how big it is only talking about arba kosos, has nothing whatsoever to do with kiddush. That's the chor davar poshut. That's the first statement he makes. That's chor davar poshut. And he explained that's why, as you said, Yaakov, why two different expressions? Here below lugmav, in a rov kos. Adarav, when it comes to kiddush, lugmav is enough, even no matter how big the kos is. When it comes to the seder, you have to have rov kos, no matter how big the cup is. Not up below lugmav, which is rov revius. That's the Bach. The Bach, the one in the Marmakom, is tof ayin beis, the remaskal v'moya kos kol. Says the beferish. Fine. Comes along the Bach and says the Chatzchila Rabbi Osai. It's not even enough to have the robe of the Bikos. You have to have the entirety of the Bikos. I repeat again, the entirety of the Bikos. The Yishta Kol the Chatzchila over the Yevad Yotze B'Shtiyas Robe Mimenu. Can you imagine that? Rabbi Osai, who in this room drinks up the entire Kos all four times to the last drop? Who? Okay, B'Shtiyas Anachol Baruch Hashem. I'm saying that. Whoa! We have nine Shikorim, Baruch Hashem, in his hands. Hashem, we're still in the afterglow of Purim. Wow. Okay, good for you. You're following the Bach. I can't find it to you. You're following the Bach. No matter how big the coast is, you have to have it down to the last drop. I can't fault you. L'chora, we should all aspire to the higher Madragas. Lord, get me high. I should drink some more wine, and who knows where I'll be. You know? I mean, it's a high madrig. Follow the Bach. Bach. The high madrig of the Bach. Now, but then he goes further and says, you know what you can do? This is an incredible Bach. The Bach says, Afilu lechatchila, ein lemalos kol akos mamish, al yemalenu ad rubo, zen nikronami kol shul yayin. See what's going on? Just fill it up halfway. I brought the other Keturah today, the Hamor. Footnote 4. Quotes of Mama Mordechai. What, are you joking me? Kos of Kiddush and Drechas and Mazen have to be filled up to the very, very top. The Koldavaton Kos requires Mole. Look at the Simon Kuf Pei Gimel and Reishai and Aleph. They don't like this. At least those two cups. The truth, even all four cups. And the other two cups are not kosher bracha. They don't like this trick. The best trick, he says, get a small cup. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Get a cup which has a revius. What's the revius? What did we say?
2.5 ounces.
Garnished. 3 ounces. What do we machmir? 5 ounces. Gor machmir. 6 ounces, that's a chol, five.
Risco was like good on 170 milliliters.
Which is how much? Almost 6 ounces.
About
6 ounces. Right. Yeah. So now you're talking about, now you're getting bigger, right? Now you're already doing 2 reviews. And at least have to have a roll of that. Whatever, I'm not saying what to do. The best way is to get, if the wine hurts you, get low alcohol wine. Rashi wine. We hold from Rashi, right? Rashi's wine is half water. It's not much. It's 5% or 3%. You ever get the Rashi wine? Who drinks Rashi wine? You can drink it forever. I mean, you can't. It doesn't affect you. Am I right? It's a garnish. It's such a garnish. I'm not even so happy with it because it doesn't give you so much simcha. It's just garnish. It's not much garnish. Yeah.
Do you need more of that since a lot of it's more?
No, chas v'shalom. It's a Kenner brand, right? I think so. Cannabis careful that the wine is kadasa kadin. It should be too diluted when you use the status of wine. But don't add any more water of your own. Oh, no, that's There's even a chart of how much you're allowed to add water, how much you're allowed to add, at the iron mode of the sugar. I'm afraid they add water to anything, because who knows? They say it's up to the maximum. I don't know what it is. They give us the chart, if I get it online somewhere, maybe bring it in from Kenneth and tell you how much you're allowed to add water percentage wise and still be willing to allow for most of their posts. If you want, sugar, it's our sugar, but it's Zigas Akos. I know nothing about, I'm not a bartender, I'm very bad, I don't add anything.
If you get from a place where it's illegal to add water to the wine and it's 100% grape, so, or you could do even one quarter wine and three quarters water.
That's correct, if you get to some place. I don't understand, well, where is it illegal? France.
In California and Spain, I think.
New York State is plenty legal. So that's where I want to come from. Anyway, let's go further. So the Maharal Mifrag said, like the Bach, he's the only Kohen Molech. But the Maharal Mifrag said, the least you have to do is fill out the majority of the cup. That's what the Bach seemed to say. Yemaleno ad merubo. There's a nikronami kosher yayin. Less merubo not. Strange. If I have a 6 ounce cup, I have a brisker ups cup, 170 milliliters. That's a little less than 6 ounces. And I fill it up 3 ounces. And then according to the Bach, I can drink 1.5 ounces. Hey, who says? Yotze. If I only fill it up 1 second. If I fill it up 2.5 ounces, even though maybe a full revius, no good. Because it's garnish. It's like bottled bereuve of the air of the coast, something like that. I don't know, man, literally, as they seem to be saying, yes.
Sorry, according to the Bach, if you fill up halfway, you still get to drink the entire thing.
Lechatchil. Lechatchil, everything you put there, but you have it half what you put in. Yes?
Was the last thing that you mentioned that there's a certain, like a lower threshold?
Right, you have to fill up the majority of the cup.
Who says that?
The Bach says it. Yemalenu ad rubo. Why rubo? Why miyuto? Got a huge cup. So the Marami Prague, you have it. You have your Maral today.
Yeah.
Look it up. Peri Memches, we'll see it. That the business. If it's so little, it's garnished. It's not in a nickel close cloud. In a nickel close cloud. Rabosai, halacha lemaisa. How do we pass it? The 2 days in the mechaber. Take a look inside the Mishnah Berurah. You will have it. Halacha lemaisa manish. What's it in? The Ledina of the Mishnah Berurah. Kaimalon kedei arishona. We pass in the like the first day. It's enough to have a robe revius. That's what we just saw in the Bach at the end. The Bach says so. Now, you have a bigger cup, and you have two choices. You fill it to the tip of the top, and have a majority of the revius, which is less than the majority of the full cup, or you fill it only majority of the way up, and then you can have the majority of that majority, and you go to the holidays. What should you do? Come to Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Rabbi Karp, is author of. Does that say it here? Did I give it to you? Did I lift it downstairs?
Mishmeres. I left it in his mouth.
Okay, so it's still there. But he has a Hilchos Chag B'Chag, which he writes this by his bottom line Pesach. He says, you know what? It's been equal to we follow the first day of the Mechaber. It's not kedai to give up on the Hidur of a Kos Malei in order to worry about the Bach. That's what he says. Okay. The Chok Yaakov says that I asked you to see in Simon Tov Ayin Beis Sidkot Chof. Let me read you what it says here. Tov Ayin Beis Sidkot Chof. Let me give his words. Cause of my real. Real, yeah, Ashkenaz and Maril. V'yish the kol revius, v'imlo yuchal lishnos kulo yishna lechal pachas ruba. Okay. U'mashmos aposkim says the Chok Yaakov. The machzer hakos habi revius, then tzarech kla lishnos kulo afilu lechatchila. In other words, those who argue the Ramban don't just argue with the Yevim. They argue with lechatchila. No such thing. No such thing. After das yesh omim shehevi amachaber haimu rubo velo kulo. So according to the Ramban, the robe is enough. But the Bach says no. The chatzila tzal lishtos kulo because gadol. Wow. machlokas within the Ramban, do you have to have kula lechatchila or ruba lechatchila? The Tamir and the Shir, about a million of them, ha machme arasof. The whole cup lechatchila, the chagaris is ridiculous. No such sheet. Like you all like the bach. But no again lishtos revias arubo. I feel the mikol's got it. As we saw before, we mentioned before, we passed like the first day. Puk chazir mayam edabah. So we're not even goyris the Ramban even the chatchila. Okay, so again, what is the choyar? There are two things. Number one, if the Ramban is right, you have to have the rov kos. The rov kos is a din lechatchila, not kolak kos. And besides that fact, we don't follow the Ramban at all. We follow the simple pshat. Rov revias is enough. So says the Bach. Excuse me, the Chok Yaakov and Sivkotin Chof. It's Chazir again. So the Bach requires Kol HaKos, no matter how big it is, the Chatchila. The Chok Yaakov says no. Rov HaKos, no matter how big it is. Let's say for argument's sake, the Kos is a Revius and a half. If you have 3/4 of a Revius plus Epsilon, so then you had a Rov, it's good to Chatchila. With me? The minig is, says the Chok Yaakov, that's enough. You have a Rov Revius. A Rov Revius, I mean, you don't even need a Rov Kos. That's the minig. But we're from a Yid, we like to be Machmer, so we should try to avoid relying on the Mechilim to worry about the Ramban. I'm suggesting a Pshar. A Pshar of both sides, which is different than everything we said until now. You have to have Rabosa, listen to me carefully. You have to have, the Bach is right. The Bach is right, we can argue. That's not enough to have a majority of the cup, which constitutes 3/4 of the revius of a revius and a half cup. That's taka not good enough for Chatzul. Like the Bach against the Chok Yaakov. But if you drink a complete revius, you drink a full revius, that's enough. If I'm right, then you have to have a row of the full coast just to be worried about the Ramban. That's even the Kuva. But as long as you have a row of the full coast and you have a full revius, take 3 ounces just to pick a number, then that's good. Lichat chila. There's no need to drink all 5 ounces of the cup. So sure. The Bach requires to drink the whole 5 ounces. Chok Yaakov is enough to have 2.51 ounces. I'm saying, assume revius is 3 ounces, for argument's sake, you have to have 3 ounces. Wow. My own pshar. Do I have any basis for it? So, I found, Rav Sternberg talks about it, this I found later, in Simon Reish Nun Hei. He quotes the Brisker Rav Shtikl Torah, and he doesn't understand. It was a din of Shtiyah Midin Cheres. Had a Rubo Kekulo. It's impossible. He says, you know what? You're right. It's not Midin Rubo Kekulo. When Chazal originally introduced the obligation to drink 4 cups, they introduced an obligation to drink 4 Rov Revius. That was the original Shia. What a real brisk of art. It's not that Pshat is a Shia Revius and drink a roll of that Shia. No. The original Shia is a Rov Revius. That's what he says. Fancy words with it. On his basis, he says as follows. It's either Rav Osai, this is the way he fine tunes it. You have to either drink a Revius or a Rov Kos. Kos is Chefza. So you have to drink a Revius or a Rov Kos. According to the Ramban, it has to be Rov Kos no matter what. But, he says, since the original Takana was a Revius or a Rov Kos, and the Revius is a Rov Kos, that is good enough for Chatchila. No need to drink the entire cup. And he quotes in that simon, Rabim Ugdolim Nohagukem. And that's what I mean. I'm far from Rav Gadolim. That's what I do. I make sure to drink a Revius, and which is the majority of the cup, and I stop there. I don't insist on drinking every last drop. First of all, my wine is a little bit more frailich. I think like the wine I use is a 7%, 9%. At least it's a it's a little zing. You know what I'm saying? 5% Rashi. I love Rashi, but the Rashi wine, I don't believe Rashi ever made that kind of wine. It's just a marketing device. Find Rashi's wine, it was not macabre, as they say. Not macabre. Anyway, the Marami Prags is beferish. You look at Perek Memches. There's no sheer of roll when it comes to quantities, because I is impossible. You need a roll of the cheft of the coats. The im, a quotation, as lina and basa revius, sarach revius shalom. I'm not sure if the Rambam, if the Maharal Mishpim Prag meant it la'alocha, or meant it just for argument's sake. The Gemara does say Ruben the Kas. So I understand the Maharal, he may be what I said also. It's enough that you either have a roll of the coast, no matter how big it is, or have a revius. Bimazlina bas revius, tzorah revius shalim. Maybe he meant that too. I don't want to put the Rav Sternberg said it beferish. Maybe the Rambam fragmented in Perek Memches as well. Let's not discuss the whole question about lechatchila. Please turn to the Rush, the two sources in the Rush of SBC. Yes, sir.
Rebbe says that it's sufficient to have a revius that is also a rov kos.
Yes, a revius which fills at least a rov kos. The only way you can not do that, if you have a kos bigger than the brisker ups, his kos is 6 ounces, almost. I said a revius is a little less than 3 ounces. As long as your kos is 5 ounces or less, by definition, a revius is going to be your rov kos. Even called my puny little revius, beitza machta, with our eggs. We thought, go back to remember, we thought our egg was 50 cc's with the shell, so we needed 75 cc's is already a beitza machta, which is, what does that mean? That's just, it's not much. It's how many ounces is it? 2.5 ounces? About 2.5 ounces. That's the whole thing. Okay, let's look at the Rush. I asked you two Rushes. Let's first look at the Rush, Simon Chav Aleph, and then Simon Chav Dalet. Please turn to the Rush. We're now getting to today's Makoros, where we discuss in further detail what's the Lechatchila. To make things very brief, let's just cheat and look at the Kitzur Pesukei Rush first. Chav Aleph. If you have my editions, page Memo. Kitzur Pesukei Rush. Dalet Kosas Tov Shesh Mem Kolechad Revius. Fine. The Ain't Sarech Lishtos Kulo El Arubo. Hey! What does that sound like? Even what? No, even what? Lechatchila. That's it. It doesn't sound like Tosis. Notice also a Rush Rabot has a Kitzur Hilchos Pesukei on the back. What does it say there? Before we get to that, this is just cheating. This thing, it's on page Memtes in this print. Where it says, Tzarek on the first column, big bold letters. On the second line, Vitzarek Sheyishta Rov Hakos. Finished. No mention anywhere of Ruba of Kula Lechatchila. Lahoy Brameol in the Rush. Lahadam, Pasha Lahadam. Lahoyu Dvara Meolam, Rabosa. Now we'll see it in the end in the third place. We have it in the end, the Hilchos Pesukei with Ksara. We read it in the Kitzur Pesukei Rosh, Simon Chav Aleph, where he presumably gets it from the he's a loyal son who's telling what his father said. His father never said anything about Kula Lechatchila. Nothing. He didn't say a word. In Simon Chav Dalet, maybe it's even more apparent. Simon Chav Dalet, a long sugya, we're going to have to gloss over for purposes of time. We have a march down to the finish before Pesach, but the finish is in Yonim. But he discusses the question, you make an Ala Geffen, a Priya Geffen, after the second kos. Our Sephardi friends, do you make an Ala Geffen or a Priya Geffen at the Seder after the second kos? No? Okay. We certainly don't. The Rif, cited by the Rosh over here in Simon Chav Dalet, page Membeis. Look at Membeis. Line 4. The old Kazi Rav Alpha Sal, Al Gefen, Al Priya Gefen, Igaman Yomar, Shein Mavorka El Besof. That's our minute. Igaman Yomar, the bus of trade, Mikamik Suda, the bus of trade, the bus of Suda. Yeah. Vadein Basra Tama Mistabu. He likes the second sheet. You make it on after the second cup too. Why? Tama the Mistabu. The shopper done with the Mevet Hochi. Ulamayda Parishis. That's what it's. Hold on a second. Let's get it straight. Who's speaking? Who's saying what? There's lots of letters floating around here. Ulamayda Parishis ain't Sar Levarach Alagafen Kim Achakosuvi. Period. They were Alphas Tmuin. Shakazi Shabavarach Bosa Trevin Kamisuda. They'll call Shani Lom Yavarach. For the pot the Yayan Shabasoch Amazon. The Kaimalon Yayan Shlif the Amazon. Pot the Yayan Shabatoch Amazon. How can you suggest to make a Alagafen when that second bar prayer often should take care of the one in the meal? The Yesh Miashim Lamed. This is the Balamor. Yesh Miashim Devarach. Damas Nisan Koi. He has exactly four cups. He doesn't have any more. Velo nehiruli. The mi she'en lo al arba kosas. Shte kosas or rishonas shos roba kos. V'yotzi bo yedecho voso. V'ashar shos et v'soch hamozon. V'nimtza she'en zokul levorach broch achrono. Look at this in the rush. You have enough, you can eat, drink it during the meal. Fact of the kasha, what do you mean? He's a pakid. He wanted to do the lechatchila, have the entire coast. What do you see from here? That there's no din lechatchila, according to the rush, to have any more than a rov coast. Finished. Yes?
Maybe it's the diyeh, but if he's a honey, he doesn't have enough for, he has to leave over from cup to cup.
That's what I was wondering about. I was wondering about that myself. When it said in the Mishnah, if I were the Gabbai and I'm running out of wine, you know what I would do? I'd give him one full revius. Right. That's your last cup. I'd give him three row revius. I'd give him 2.5 revius in worth. And say, this is enough for you. I learned the shear that a Ruba Kakula.
Kos has to hold a revius, though.
Good. So I'd give him one cup and three extra row koses. So fill the first one up. Have a row, fill it up, have a row, fill it up, have a row, and fill it up.
After, it'll be a close
problem. Won't be boggled if you keep filling up, it's not boggled. That's how I would have answered to this question. They didn't give him four full cups. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think it can't be that way.
Why?
Because actually, if it's a good case, then he wouldn't be able to be drinking between the second and third cup.
Right.
And the rush says explicitly he's drinking.
So that's exactly what that's the question, whether, in any event, the push-up shot over here is, in this rush, that the chatchila, it's enough to have rov. Finish. See in three places. In the kitzer at the end, in chafal with the kitzer at the bottom, and in chafdalet as well. Three places. Three places. Fine. There's only one problem. Let's read the rush over here, and now it's sugya. Chaf alet from both sides. Let's read the rush over here carefully. Omra b'yudah mashmu, chaf alet. Abakos alalu after the zigas akos. Fine. Chai. Vasachas. Fine. Hishkim and Bodo de Beso. Yotso. Omer of Nacham by Yitzhak. Behu de Shasi Ruba de Kasim. Right? Now what does that mean? What does that mean? Says the Rosh further. What does it mean? Mashal, it's small basics. The lechatchila ain't tzarech lashkosam, elohu shows the kol hakoks, v'heim yotzin b'shmiya. Whoa. Teda, the name of Yishashasu lo yotzu, hele b'shmiya. Dobina ruba de kasa, v'heim lo shosu, ala miyut. So the simple read of this rush is, again, the simple read of this rush sounds like he's saying that's only the b'di'evet if he gave the bundle of Nebesa. Yotzim is b'di'evet. It's goes against three other rushes. Comes along the statement of Mishmeres Lelshu, which I have downstairs. I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me. It's on page Nun Zayin. There's a following shot in the rush. If there's a cup of wine, Rabosai, and I drink it piecemeal, the majority now and the minority later, that's the chatchil. I'm drinking the whole cup. But if I have a cup and I drink the majority and the rest I give to somebody else or pour out, that's only b'di'evet. That's his pshat. Fascinating. The previous three cases, which was l'chatchila, I drink the majority, and I fill up again. Majority again. Majority again. Majority. I didn't make the whole thing for the fourth cup. That's the chatchila. If I'm pouring off that menorah which is left over to somebody else, or pour into the sink, same thing. It's not a chatchila. That's the trap in the rush. So wow. 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 Yes.
That means it becomes lechatchila
lemafreya. You're right. It's a suspended animation. I drank a row of coats. And someone said, Daddy, you drank a majority. My Rebbe taught me in school, you have to drink the whole, you have to drink more than a majority, drink the whole thing, Daddy. Sonny boy, be patient. If I'll drink the rest later on, Rabbi Karp says, according to the Rosh, it's good to chatchila. Hope it won't spill out. Spills out, then you're in trouble. We'll not have been the chatchila. It'll be strange. You're yotzei for sure. But whether you yotzei the chatchila, but the yev, it depends on what's going to happen. Ooh, an hour later, more. From, I don't know, from the first cup to the second, we'll take more than an hour. Interesting, huh? I have a question about this. What about you knock the things out with your pinky? Yeah. Ooh, yeah, what's going on? No, you don't use your pinky? No?
Yeah.
Everyone uses the pinky. No? Dom, Tzvardeh, Tzachar, everyone uses the pinky. Dom, Vesh, Timososh, everyone. The core of this is some of it spilled out.
Before you drink?
It's before you drink, but not if you drank the first cup. The core we're saying now, you're not yoked to the first cup of the chatzchila to drink every drop of wine out later on. No, we only drank, that was only the stuff which we added. Yesh bila, it's all mixed in. I'm right, and I think you're okay. Because only have a revius, that's a kud of a kol sholem. So the two drops not going to make a difference. But if you're right, the bach is right, and he's right, then we're all in trouble. And again, unless you drank the first cup to the last drop. Fascinating. Woohoo. Yeah, someone have a hand up.
I also don't understand, like, if this, that you can drink, you have to drink the whole cup, just not all of it right away. You can drink it with the next cup.
All right.
So, I mean, what type of din is this?
Derech Cheirus.
There's no
Seir. Derech Cheirus. The fact that I'm drinking it all myself shows I'm the king. King can take his time. That's what he suggests. That's what he suggests. Of course, it seems to me, as I said before, a full reverse would be good according to, if I'm right. At least I think a full reverse is good even according to the Ramban. But a full reverse is good enough. Certainly according to those who argue the Ramban, a full reverse should be good enough for Chatzchila. Even though it's not the entirety of the coast. And therefore, you very often find that the second and fourth cups, not everything is drunk. The second cup, very often it gets cleared away by the Suda, and you get back a beautiful, sparkling, fresh cup. Really, you pour out the 2 ounces when to the sink. And the fourth cup, I can't finish this. But if a reverse is enough, and you have a reverse each time, then you're okay. Fine. Let's then go back to the Tosafot Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. We went over it a little bit, we have to go over it again. Okay, Rabos, let's move. We're halfway through the Shir, Chatzi Shir. We gotta try to finish up these sugyos best we can. We read the first line of Tosafot, and he says there's a chiddush nifla v'neira. It's enough for one person to drink the four cups, and that's same as kiddush. No one else just listens. Then, in a parenthetical comment, he says, who said it's true by Kiddush either? Meal gan b'kiddush shema yel chol echad kos k'nashu l'kamon gabi chazel u'sava d'gochem b'shoz. We learned this so long ago, months back in the before Yom Kippur with this Gemara. I'm prepared for Yom Arv and Erev enough men gabi zman mash b'ktsash shalo yel chol echad kos. So finish, so put that's all in brackets. That line and a half is in brackets. From Umiyu until the Ode, that's in brackets. Now back. But the end of the third line of Tosis, I'm going to be Gemara, Kufchas and Beis, Hish, Kimei Lebanu, Vnei Beis, so Yotza, Hu the Shasa, Ruba the Kasa, Mashma, Teheim Yotza Bishmiya, Dabi Inan Ruba the Kasa. Can't have more than one row? You really can, but depends. It's looking around back. Why can't have more than one row? I told you before, it's like the half-life, right? Have a big cup, I drink 51%, and you drink 51% of the remains. 51% of the remains. Everyone drinks 51% of the remains. either yelled at the Ramban, or he thinks that's too far below the possibility. That was all the Bnei Ba'ath stuff. I'm not sure. I don't know. What's how do you end up trying to sell this? Yeah.
I mean, maybe he holds that robe is mikvah when you make whoever makes the robe.
Wow. So you can't have more than one robe. By definition, mathematically. I never thought of that. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Fine. They knocked off the Ryan two ways. How did they knock off the Ryan? Let's go slow. If you gave your kids, then it's going to be that you didn't give your kids. You just listened. Two ways. One. Every child has his own coast. Why do you pour your wine into his coast? That was the minik. I pour from my wine into everyone else's coast. Still a minik in some places. Inami, bebonov ubnei beisov ketan emari, shelo higil lechinuch, v'yenishto bechlal. Okay. So we knocked off the riot. There's no riot, no conclusive riot from Kupches and the base. No conclusive riot. No conclusive riot. But now comes the clincher. What's his question? Abuda says, what good is a little kid drinking wine? It's not good for him, doesn't enjoy it. Implying that Tanakhama says everyone has to have their own cup of wine in front of them. V'yesh litchos, says Tosis. V'chayoven lishmoa birchas arba kosos ka'oma u'mishum chinuch. What does that mean? Ha'lum p'shal ha'gavar. Ha'kol chayoven arba kosos means to listen. Abuda says, Ma Toelas, Noah's Beyond, they're too small to listen. They won't catch what's going on. A new pshat in the Gemara completely, not the simple pshat. The Nira Lahachmir Lahachach Abakosas of Aleva, Vamachmir Tzor Lizor Shliyakos Pogum, as the Gemara says, Toma Pogum. Ad Kanatosis of Tzadi Tes, Amid Beis. Rabosai, the impression conveyed that Umishum Chinuch, those two magic words, Rabosai. Umishum chinuch is only referring to those who hold that you have to listen. Chayavim lishmoa birchas abakosos umishum chinuch. If you're drinking it, it's not mishum chinuch. Well, then why else? If you're under bar mitzvah, why should you have to drink if it's not mishum chinuch? It's a question of Rav Karp and Mishmeres Nel Shimurim. Only here Tosfos wakes up, says mishum chinuch. Implying that before it was not mishum chinuch. Well, if it wasn't mishum chinuch, then why bother? Why in heaven's name should a country? Yes.
Get questions.
Very good. Good. The guarantee has questions. Excellent. Look at the Rashbam, Rabosai. Kuf Ches and Beis. The Rashbam on Auda. Rashbam Kuf Ches Amud Beis. What is Rashbam? Look carefully. Rashbam Kuf Ches Amud Beis. V'echad. Where am I up to now? The last Rashbam. V'echad Atinokos. What did it say at the end of the daf? Read the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Hakol Chayav V'Marbakos Salolo. Echad Anoshim V'echad Noshim V'echad Tinokos. Or my view though, V'chi Matos V'Tinokos B'Yayin. But Kloyos, etc. Zok Rashi V'echad Tinokos. Shegam Haim Nigalo. Give me another 5-word phrase. That's right. Av Hain Hoyu Beoso Hanes. Now we understand very well. It says Tinokos, not Ktana. We're talking about Kotten Zigil Lechinuch. The word Tinok applies Lo Higil Lechinuch. Just because of Av Hain Hoyu. But also, Hanes. That's a serious question, Rabosai. Is the case of Agamar, is it a Gia or Lo Gia? The Korban Asal, the SBC talks about this. Take a look at Korban Asal. How old is this child over here? Look at Simon Chof Aleph. Korban Asal, Os Dalit. Okay, on this Gemara, the Rosh quotes our Gemara. Rabbosai, the Rosh quotes our Gemara. The Rosh says, again, Amar Yehuda mat talas teshvinogos v'yayin al mechagan kloyos v'goz v'lesha yishalu. The Tarfon did the same thing. Zokti korban esano. Mashmash a posik Rav Yehuda. The Maisa Rav. Ayin chof al v'pas like Tanakama. Tanakama, what did Tanakama hold? That the child has to drink wine. V'nirali, the Rabbeinu Mefarsh, the Abraisa, the Tinokos, the Hafila Tinokos, Shalo higiyu lechinuch. El kadesh shalo yishnu v'yishlo yishlo. Rav Yehuda says, Matawelas the Tinokos, v'zeh shalo yishnu. Chaglan, Kloris, v'gozen, yeah. Avo v'tinokos shigiyu lechinuch. Yisla nemeimar, Rav Yehuda modu l'tanakamo. Av shein the Tinokos toweles, v'kom gom chiyuv al av l'chamcho, like lulav and sukkah, shemetz tasei. And when the Rabbeinu said the Chof Aleph, the Mash Tanakam and Sarah Kos, Hainu Afilu Betino, Shalom Igiyah Lechinuch. Shalom Igiyah Lechinuch. Tanakam holds. We don't pass in that way. But Shalom, I hope the Kaimel ki Rabbi Yehuda Bekon Shalom Igiyah Lechinuch. Bekon Lo Bekon Shigiyah Lechinuch. Lo Kaimel in Kaimel say. Or, as the Ran said, Rabbi Yehuda Polik Afilu Betino Shigiyah Lechinuch. Kamel and Katana Kamo. Kilo Kloyas. Kamel and Gam can grab Yuda. Bedover of Tav and Uvdo. What's he saying now? He's saying we pass from like Tana Kamo. That every Tina you know you look in a has to have wine. We also have to have Kloyas. 2 days to come in the saddle. What's in Allah Kala Maisa? But you're Tina of Shaloh Yil Lechinach. Do you or don't you need wine? The Chok Yaakov talks about it as well. It's in Sivkotten Chok Zayin. Chav Ayin Beis Chav Yaakov Sivkotin Chav Zayin says as follows. The Shulchan Aruch, look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says Tezvav Tinoka Shigil Lechinuch Mitzvah Lita Nekolechot Kos Lefon says the Chav Yaakov Chav Zayin Kos Lefon Yerosh Betshuva Umaril Gemar Nav Kufches Mashmah Lechor Gam Shalom Yigil Lechinuch V'yereviyas Yigil Lechinuch. End quote. The Gil Lechinuch is 5 or 6 years old. Look in Siman Tov Reish Mem Hilchos Sukkah. Fascinating. This is a major discussion. What kind of level Chinuch of Tinoch we're talking about? Higia or Lo Higia? And then he goes as far as they told us you have to give everyone a cup, even a Tinoch, but it shouldn't be a Pogum. Shouldn't that be Poshut? No, it's not so Poshut. Because even though kosher bracha requires it shouldn't be pogum, you might have thought mitzad kol, like the Brisker Rav said, mitzad kosher bracha yoyotzi with one person. As long as the balabas is kosher, it's not pogum. That's okay. But these kids, these kiddies, are drinking wine. That's not kosher bracha. The din of shtia. I don't care if it's pogum or not pogum. You might have thought. Comes along the toisus on tzadi test of bezon another chumra gabri chumra. Number one, we should be machmer to give everybody, every man, woman, and child, should have drink and pashas even lo yigil lechinuch. Only the day when it's shmirich he required the yigil lechinuch. Nonetheless, this va machmer, tzorach shlizor shalo yekosam pogum. Because what means it's tzvei dinim, as the Brisker Rav said. There's a din of shtia, and then a din of brach ala kos. So that means it shouldn't be pogum. No matter everyone gets a kos, it also shouldn't be pogum. Shouldn't just bifurcate and say, oh, the balabas is cup, that's kosher bracha. Ooh, a pedestal. Can't be pogum. Then a bunch of grubs that was drinking wine. It doesn't matter if it's pogum or not pogum. No. Everyone's cup should also, a chiddush, not be pogum. Yes, sir.
Rabbi said, Chok Yaakov says this goes for the katanim also?
So it sounds like. So look, yeah. Look and sip kotten chavzai.
That's an even bigger chiddush because when it comes to.
You look, chiddush. Look and chavzai. You'll see it. Yes, sir.
How can Tosfot say that a tinok is.
Good question. I think I've also asked one possibility. Once they introduced the obligation of Afin, Hoyev, also an ace, they gave it all the called the Del to the Gael of the Kovitz of Lusbo, including that problem.
And who is the here?
Father?
the idea of shafim beresamech or gamei nigalu sounds like it's on the women.
But we had this already, if you recall, by the Megillah, Hayakor lefneim. This is the same story all over again. There could be an obligation, which is an obligation on me to provide for a wife, a child, gear, low gear. So it's not completely clear. Pashtim is kid low gear lechinuch, he can't have his obligation on himself. That's ridiculous. If he's a gear lechinuch, maybe. Rabban didn't like it. But we saw that two gear souls and brachas of chalf and beis. For the argues and brachas and shurish of the Gemara, that a cotton considered Rachi was revolt to his father. If he had it to the Svi and the father ate a kazakhs. And Tosu New Testament based Megillah is Pashto, the Bruce Gorov, I don't know where he's coming from, in that line that we read last week in Erech and Dav Gimel. The Rabban holds that way, but the Rabban says it's a Das Yachid, based on his Gerson, Brachos Av Chav. Again, let's go a little bit further before, we have to just figure it out slowly. So now, Rabosai, the Dvar Shmuel, I told you the great Sefer, he himself makes this comparison. He compares Abakosis to Megillah. Just about the Megillah, what do we say? Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Machnish b'nei Beisa b'kor lefneim. So too, I give my kids Abakosis Shuyai. The foolish, not me. Dvar Shmuel. They haven't been downstairs. Dvar Shmuel is one of the great Mechaberim and generations who will go on Pesachim. Fantastic said. He suggests that the comparison. This, Rabbi Osei, will enter Rabbi Nadavid's Kasha. Rabbi Nadavid says, Rashbam, I don't care that Afin Hayabos on Ace. Vichiika Chil the Dardiki. Pishers. Little kids, they have a Chil. You saw Rabbi Nadavid, that's on the Makaras. They can't be a Chil. But there's Teretz Mirusha. Talking not on them. It's on the father to give the Pishers wine. Yes.
So that means that in Isha, that like in Hamana or something, God forbid that should ever happen, but that she has no view of Arbosos.
I didn't say that. According to this, if this is correct, that the chiyah for a woman is only the same as the chiyah for a child, it would be correct. But the Bris Gerov himself says no. The woman has her own obligation and the child is only a recipient. And we could argue that both have their own obligation. Or we could argue, Fakir, as you're suggesting, a wild idea that neither has their own obligation. It's wild. I'm not passing that way, Chas v'Sholom. But it's theoretically a possibility. Theoretically. As a matter of fact, if you look in the footnote on Rabbeinu David, I think I answered, we see the footnote too in the old sheets. Footnote 54. He said that the Rana Megillah said that according to Ramban, as I told you a minute ago, a cotton is not a bar chiyuva at all. At all. That's his Giras of Brochas Al Chav. And why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, against Ramban against himself, can the cotton read the Megillah for the Gadol? You know why? Five words. Af hein hoyuv oso anes. Frek them Rana Megillah. Who cares? Who cares? I find how you vote someone else. But he has no chiyuv. How can you vote to somebody else? That's a great kasha. You look at the Rana after you test the Megillah. Who cares? I find how you vote someone else. Rabbi Yehuda's position is untenable, according to the Rambam. How can a child who has no adaptation of his own whatsoever read for me? Rabbi Yehuda says he can. How is it possible? I find how you so what? With Kash, I'm not sure the answer is. Give a look. Look in the Rana Megillah that you tell us to see the Kash. In any event, Rabosai, Rabbeinu David himself holds at the Chiyuv of Chinuch. The Chiyuv of Chinuch is a Chiyuv of Chinuch. Not like Tosis. Not like the Rashba. A Chiyuv of Chinuch. Turn to the Ran. You'll see the one line I asked you to see. It's like the shortest Maramach we've ever had. One line. But it's important to see this line. One line. Ma toelas is novas biayim. Kloma, the bechihah lo shayach lechancha b'mitzvahs. The kevan shein nenin usmechim bo, Ain't all the derecheres. Ooh. The klar as day. At the Ran understands the Gemara is a chiyuv of chinuch. And the reason why I came down to call that is why not? Why not? Because ain lahem derecheres. And the chinuch should be for mitzvah. And ain nen in the smechabel. He throws in simcha, he throws in cheres. The little kid has nothing. This is found in the Chiddush Yeran as well. In the Chiddush Yeran, you should look up footnote 301. You'll see. It makes a fascinating comment. He has the kasha. According to the Ran himself, the previous page. Turn to the Ran the previous page. Look. Shason Chai. Shason Chai. Read the Ran in the previous page, page Samach Zayin. Yidei Chewes Lo Yotzu. Kolomar. Shalokie Mitzvah Min Amuvchor. That's his girsa. I don't know, he said it in our girsa, the riff has a pillar. But the Ran held the floor. Cheres is not ma'akev. Frek the Chiddush Yeran, footnote 301. How can you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda said back to Tanakama? Ma toel is a tenobus v'yayim. Ain't smechen mo. Ain't then in smechen mo. Ain't there a cheres. So what? There a cheres on the other chatchila digadin. A steer b'nei b'nei in the Ran. What's the answer? If you look at Mesechtos, yeah.
I mean, at least Gedolim are shayach to the parsha of being nene from the wine.
Oh, very good. I think you mean what I want to say. What he said. I'm saying about what he said. You look at the Gemara of Mesechtos Sukkot Daf Mem Beis. That's where the Sukkot of Chinuch is found. Listen to this. Hayodea. I want to read you a few lines. Goes over to my base. Where? Tana Rabbanan, Amen Aleph. Kot Nayodeh Lenanea Chaya Belulav. Listatev Chaya Betzitzis. Frank says the Kasha. Is Nanua Ma'akvim? Ah! Nanua Ma'akvim? Yes or no? You know what the Nagmi Nafik Bey? So why do we make the chinuch dependent upon his ability to do nanuin? He goes without nanuin. The answer is, they only ordain the chinuch for someone who has the ability to fulfill the mitzvah properly. This is your ordinate. Even though derech cheres for simcha is not ma'akev, that's a Yehovah bar mitzvah. But if you're a kid and you can't do it properly, they never introduce the chinuch. Not a praise of the Gemara Sukkot Mem Beis. Very good. Okay. So far, both sides. So good. So far, so good. Now, let's go back to the original Tosis on Tzadi Tes Amid Beis. Back to the beginning. Tosis is bothered by various lashonos, which lead to certain conclusions. One of them is the very first line. Lo yifchasu lo me'arba kosos. Mitoch halosh and mashma tzas shein nosin lebanav lebeso kiyam laatzmo v'molti yizkulim v'shalom lo yifrasu lo me'abakosis nu lemaskona rabosai lemaskona rabosai and everyone has to drink v'nira la'ach v'natzuch abakosis v'cholecha. They never came back to the first line, so why does it say lo? Why does it say lo? Why does it say lo? So one suggestion about the Mishmer Slo Shemur is as follows. V'nira la'hachmir u'la'hatzrich arba kolsos l'cholecha. It's a chumrah. And if it's a chumrah, you cannot expend communal charitable funds. Wow. What a chiddush. Wow. You would not give from the tamchui. And going further, if a person has no wine and can hear the kiddush and the full come from somebody else, he's potter, the same way as he's potter from the mitzvahs asay of Simchas Yom. Wow. Yes?
Did Tosfos himself think that the Mishnah had that something?
I can't answer that question. I don't know. Yes?
What does that mean that if he can hear it from someone else, he's part of it? Means that he's being Yotzi from another person.
He's Yotzi, someone else. I but it's supposed to be Machel, Hachel, Atzer, Shar, Bekos, Chodechen. Yeah, it's a Chumra L'chatchila. But number one, you cannot expend communal funds. And number two, if you have no money, so you can hear someone else. You're part of this, Simchas Yalta, you're part of this too. This is quite, this is against Briscoe World for sure. But the Briscoe World Fakert, the Eger of Cheris is not the Simchas Yalta, not the Nera Cheris Shabbat. But Tosis is against the Briscoe World. Briscoe World, same Shan the Rambam. That's all. This indicates, Rabbi Osai, again, Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Back to our Gemara, Kufkes. Go back to our Gemara, please. Back to our Gemara. What did it say? Rabbi Yehuda says, Matoelis, Tinokos, you give him Kloyos, Vegos. This sounds very much, you give it to little kids. Lo Igiel Achinuch. Little kids. Nu, but Tosa said before, it's talking about Mishum Chinuch. What do you do with Rabbi Yehuda? He makes the following suggestion. He says, you know, the age of Chinuch depends on the nature of the obligation. If it's to drink, it's a higher level. More, you have to be older. You have to hold the wine. You have to be older. Let's say 5 or 6, okay? But to hear, it's enough 3 or 4. So that's what Tosfos says over here. Gil Chinuch, Lishma Bracha is earlier. 3 or 4 years old. Chiluk Kalayos is going to go for a 3 or 4 year old. That's all. Again. Bechimat, Tavazesh Tinokos, Biayin, Amachak, and then Kalayos. He says, like little pishes, Kalayos. The answer is, yeah. They're little pishes, but even the pish of 3 years old is old enough to hear a Bracha and understand a little what's going on. You know, drink wine. That's what he suggests, Shadow Me. Now, Rabosa, why are you no tomin atamchui? Why? On what basis? Why is it different than all other mitzvahs? What do we tell? We spent a whole shtickel term about it. Why? So before Shigamah, kuf yud beis amenav. In the middle of the Agadah, take the one. I want to show you one line. Kuf yud beis amenav. The 10th wide line. Afilu men atamchui. Pshita. Lonitzra leafilu Rabbi Akiva. Yama say Shabbat Chachol about the Starach Lebrius. Hacha mishum pirsume nisa modi. Here's the one place I think in Shas where the word pirsume nisa is found with respect to Abakursus. The actual word pirsume nisa. I'm not Ekbaki in Shas. The word pirsume nisa is found with respect to the Megillah, Mefurish, Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Dalet. Respect to Ner Chag Mefurish. Pirsume nisa, you do that instead of buying. For the kiddish whole story, it's probably Abba Kaisa Kafesh in the middle of nowhere from Arf and Kufyud Beis and everyone skips. Here's where it's found. So it's found explicitly in Shas, there's no way to look for it. Don't look at Megillah, look at Brachs, Yudal. Is it a Megillah too? Go search. Go on your barrier land, search for Pesuminis and accept the Megillah. Remember? But it's a Brachs Yudal in the context of Megillah, that I do remember. And the Chanukah is found in Shabbos, we're discussing what do you spend your money on, Kiddush or the Chanukah, that's where it's found for Sumer Yisrael. And the Arba Kos is here, tucked away in one line, Kuf Yud Beis Amud Av. Comes out according to the what we said now in Tosfos. Fakert, the Iker Pesumer Nisa is what? Is the recitation of those four critical brachas over a cup of wine. The Mela. Shisom v'asachas, our girsa. What's our girsa? Shisom v'asachas. What does it say? Kuf ches amud beis. Shisom v'asachas. What does it say? Shisom v'asachas. Yideyayin yotza. The arba koisus lo yotza. What does the yayin mean? What's the yayin? So Rashi Rashvan, what's the yayin mean? The Ayin Yotzah, what does it mean? You didn't see? Simchas Yontav, garnish. The Chor is a non-sequitur, unrelated completely. Simchas Yontav, big deal. That's the one of Kuf Tesla, that's on the Maram HaKomos for today. In Simcha Labiyai. Don't do it out of curses. Pashas, stops. You don't know what's doing here, friend. You don't know what's doing here. But you're not Yotzah, the Pesumenisa, which is the seed of Rav HaLakos. Tabi Rav Tav Shmiya Bepshuta. Bepshuta. So far, so good. But now we come to a really thorny problem. Rabbi Sa, you've learned this in Tzcheder. What is the reason for the four cups of wine? Where's the number four cup? Where? Based on what? Arba Shana Shagula. Everyone know what they are? Rod Sei, I hope you know by now, it's almost Pesach. Rod Seisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakal. Everyone turn to the last Rashi on Kuf Ches Amaral. Abakas Shlosha Kenema Gimel Kosa Shnema Beposub Zet Vekos Paro Biyodi Vigome.
What?
Kos Paro Biyodi Vigome. What's that puzzle say? Ever know what it says? The dream, the vada, Parshas Vayeshev. Saramashkim, Rebosa. Oh, hold on. Slow. Rosh Teta. Saramashkim is as follows. The coast power of Yodi. Who eschat osam al coast power. Voten is a coast. Al kaf power. Bereshit perek mem posuk yud alf. We get four. The steer and Rashi, it puts it on the side. Look at the little gimel. Puts it on the side. I and Rashi tzaditess amid beis. There he says, we're tasty, we're tzaditess amid beis. Hello, Dobro. Steer and Rashi. Steer and Rashi. Not just steer and Rashi. That's a good cash. So let me share an insight. Again, the same with Mishmeres Del Shimurim. Now we're up to holding a little bit later. Page 7 of Basin, etc. Remember the Rashash we had? The Rashash asked, why did Meshub and Levi say, Afin Hoy Be'osu Anes? It's a Mefurish of Brysa. What did the Brysa say? Kuf Chesim and Basin. We just saw the Brysa. Tana Rabbanon. HaKol Chayom Ma'abakor Salolo Echad Anoshim Echad Anoshim. Quote the Brysa. What are you telling me new things of Meshub and Levi? A few answers already earlier. Listen to this. Another diuk he has. Arba kosos halolu. What's halolu? What's halolu imply? These four cups. What does that imply? Some other cups that are floating around. What other cups? What's halolu? I don't understand the word halolu. Let's go further. Look at Rashi, Rabosai, by Chai. Shason Chai is like Rashi. Shalom Mosga b'mayim. B'vasachas. Iro arbat v'nasoch kos echot. Yideyayin yotzo. Sheshoset al kosos. Yidey cheres lo yotzo. Koloma eintu mitzvah shalem. We just read now quickly. Four Rashis. So when it came to Yedayai and Yotza, according to our Girsa, look at our Girsa piece. Look at our Gemara, Shaz Bavli. We see two consecutive clarifications. Look. Omarava, Shison Chayotza. Omarava, Yedayai and Yotza, Yedei Cheres Lo Yotza. Shisom of Asachas, Ravama, Yedeyayin Yotza, they have a curse of Loyotza. So according to Agiris, Yotza, Yedeyayin in both cases. What does Rashi Yedeyayin Yotza? Shoshosa Dalit Kosis. Wait a second. What about Shisom of Asachas? What does it say there? Shisom of Asachas, Yedeyayin Yotza. How can that be? He didn't drink four cups. So what did Rashbam do with that? Yedayayin Yotza, the first should have shot out of a curses. The next time Yedayayin Yotza, should have Simchas Yontiv. Rashi didn't say so. It's So Rashi is caught in the switch. Rashi should have followed his grandson. But the second time around, by the Masachas, Rashi should have said what? It's a simple yantim. But Rashi was silent. Something is going back to what he said originally. There's Yosef to Dalet Kosos. But he didn't drink Dalet Kosos. So he drank four cups. What does that mean? How do I have to try? You tell me he drank four cups? But it wasn't a fairish on both sides. If they are in Yotza, if they are a curse, it's low Yotza. This Rashi is a pella. It's chazed a pella one more time. Rashi originally said, Yudayayin Yotah Sheshosa Dalet Kosos. That works very nice by Chai. But Chai was not, because it's not a mitzvah shleim. That's very, very nice when it comes to Sheshosa and Chai. Very nice. But then there's another Rashi. There's another member. Shlomo Vasachas, Rabba Omar Yudayayin Yotah Yabakosa Yotah. Rashi is silent on Yudayayin. He doesn't say a single solitary word. And Yudayay Chairis. Excuse me.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, Yudei Abba Kosis Lo Yotza. That's his kasha. More than that, Rashi Bevasachas Ira Arbata Natoch Kos Echon. The famous Rashi. They're all in the same cup. We mentioned Rashi Bevasachas in today's shir. That's ridiculous. That's not four cups. That's one cup. That's one cup. You get an impression that what? According to Rashi, if you drink cup four cups one after the other, you would be Yotze. It's also in four different cups. Why it's not a Seder HaBrachos? It's all the cash that he has. Yes?
But Rashi's not
Koyer, it's
where we are. Rashi's not saying Yedei Yayin.
You think Rashi had a different gear than we have?
He's right. Yedei Chayros Lo
Yotza. Whoa. Let's chazer over. Let's be very careful in leaning to Rashi. You're asking a good question. The Gemara originally said, Shison Chay Yotza, Shon Bevasachas Yotza. Rashi, Shison Chay, Lomazgu Bevayim, that's the Rashi's going in order. Fine. Right. Omar Rava Shason Chai Yideyayin Yotza Rashi Shashosa Dalet Kosos Yideycheros Lo Yotza. Why? Koloma Eindu Mitzvah Shleim. Good. Now Shasoma Vasachas. I mean, Rashi didn't have the whole Girsa, it was missing completely. That would be amazing. Maybe there's another Girsa. I don't know. I don't think there's another Girsa anywhere. Rav Omar Yideyayin Yotza, Rashi is silent. Yideyabakos Lo Yotza, Rashi is again silent. But if Yideyayin originally Rashi explained to me what? Should Shosha Dalet Kosos, how can Rashi not say anything over? He should jump up and down. So Yideyayin Yotza in this case means what? Simchas Yontim. That's what Rashbam, his grandson, did. Rashbam originally said Yideyayin Yotza Shosha Abakosos. That's talking about where it was Chai. When it came to Bevasachas, what did he say? Yideyayin Yotza Simchas Yontim. He changed the pshat. So of course the answer is going to be Rashi's ultimate passion. They don't want to change the pshat. But then you're stuck in a question. If your Deyayin earlier meant your Deyayin Yotzi meant your Yotzi Arba Kursus, Rashi says, the Gemara itself says later on, the Arba Kursus is Law Yotzi. It's a self-contradiction. This is his kasha. Here's a whopper answer, which I want to share with you, the Mishmeres Lo Shimur. There are two halachas, Rabbi Osai. There's one is to drink a sheer of Dalet Kursus, and one is a drink from Dalet Kosos. I repeat. There's a shtim of drinking a shear of four cups of wine. We'll say 10 ounces. You gotta drink 10 ounces of wine, say tonight. There's another din. You gotta drink from four separate cups. Those are the two din. The first din is called Yedei Yayin. You gotta drink 10 ounces of wine. The second din is called Abba Kosos. I'll say to our brothers, it's not me, okay. Rashi's not alone in that. The Maharabi Prague, you saw yesterday? Maharabi Prague said that way, the Mordechai says that way, the Yushalmi says that way. It's not me, okay. That's only a mitzvah and a mahudu. You know, we made 24 cups. Kolech and Abba mitzvah. Yeah? Chomer bi'alma v'chadchil. Again, the two dinim in Rashi. The yayin means drinking 10 ounces of wine. The abakosis means drinking 4 separate cups. 2 separate chiyuvim. Nafkamina rabosai. The first din, you need 10 ounces of wine, is the nafkamina for the tamchoy. Tamchoy. Why should I and the tamchoy give you 4 cups of wine? Who are you? I'm not buying you tzitzis and tefillin, not buying you mezuzah. Why should I give you 4 cups of wine? Why? Only one reason why. What's the reason? You must have said why. 2 words. Besumenisa. Rashi tzadi tesav in bay. Where it goes, lo yifchul b'tamchoy, says the 4 lashonot of geula. Vot tzaisi v'tzalti v'lagalti v'lakasti. That's the besumenisa. 10 ounces of wine. Amen. Guys, how often do you drink 10 ounces of wine in one night? I hope it's only twice a year. I hope. Okay, that's for some anisa, 10 ounces of wine in one night. Hey. But I could drink from the bottle. You see, you gotta go, ooh, ooh. My 10 ounce bottle of wine. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Pretty derech heresy, if you ask me. And as it's going down, I'm having in mind, I'm at such a high level. The one bottle. It's all in. That's fine. There's another din. You have to drink from 4 separate cups. Where'd that come from? Kos paro. Yes, it's kos. That was a very big shot in Rashi. Fits it to the works. Fits it to the works. Oh. What about the Rashbam and Tosfos? It's a log one Rashi. Yes.
There's an afkamina of halacha which lashon and kosos are in this time can I get?
Presumably both
tasty. That's what comes out.
The Mesha Chochma is a different order. The Mesha Chochma is an incredible pshat. Which is connected which? You look it up, you'll see. But on a simple level, it's an order.
According to this pshat, Manda Amar that it's connected to Zav Lashon Segula doesn't necessarily hold the Chiddush that it has to be 4 separate coasts.
Correct. You can jolt that with one cup. Yes.
I mean, just stop. I mean, there are at least in the Yerushalmi there are machlokas. Here, Rashi is. I mean, I got the Yerushalmi doesn't say 3 in the coastal.
Right. The Rishonim quotes both, so, as the Yefei Naim says.
But if it's a machlokes, so then I don't know if.
That's what explains why the Rashi called one pasuk here, one pasuk there. There, tamchui. Tamchui is chiyuv yayin, pesuminisa. You can guzzle it down for one cup, it's also good. But here's the dal kosis. That comes from where? Kos paro. The word kos mentioned 3 times in the same pasuk. I should make it up, I don't know what. What about the Rashbam and Tosis? It seems to be the more mainstream view. The big question according to them is as follows. Why Yideyayin Yotcha Simchas Yontif? Who's talking about Simchas Yontif? Rabosai. Where's the first time in this Masechta? No, that's not. In this Perek, that Simchas Yontif is found. No, Kuf Tes. The next Amud. The next Amud is Amud Furish Gemara. Chayav El Mesameach Bonim Bnei Beis L'Beregel. Ain't Simcha Labiyayin, but that hasn't been brought up yet. Why are we discussing Simcha's Yom in the context of Arba Kosis? Look, Korav Zel Zer Kol Alaylo. Getting into it. Pashuk of Parshas B'Shalach, Kriyas Yams. What's the connection? And again, you need 4 cups of wine for Simcha's Yontif? Rabbi said, it's a Shaila. When you mean, and Sukkos, that's the most recent Yontif. You have 4 cups of wine? Hope not. So what's going on? We have that 4 cups of wine for Simchas Yom Tov. What's going on here? What's happened? Tetzvav, you have 4 cups of wine, Duchama. I never, even B'nai Brak, I never heard of this one. 4 cups of wine at Sukkot, Tetzvav. Some of the Yeshiva guys, maybe. I saw guys who were drunk at Sukkot, I told you never to throw. Never, but I don't think that's Tetzvav. Or from wine, that's also true. It's also true. Yeah. Says, Mishveres al Shemurim, is a takonas chachomim. He shall fulfill Simchas Yontif, the first night of Pesach, with four cups of wine. And this can be fulfilled with four cups of wine, which you drink one after the other. Yideyayin Yotzim in Simchas Yontif, a unique din of Simchas Yontif, only the first night Pesach, drink can be fulfilled four, one after the other. That's the Ran. We just saw the Ran. Ma tovelas the tinokas b'yayin. He throws in the expression derecheres and smechim bo. What do you see? That the four cups of wine have simcha and cheres. That's why Kwan Rabbi Yehuda klayos is a substitute for four cups of wine. Gives him simcha. And that's the Gemara is over here. Rabbi saying of kuf tesem and aleph. Tana rabbanon chayavadim l'samech banim neibesa beregel shnei besamachta bechagecha. Period. There's only one way of simcha. Yayin. The yayin is samach l'mavenosh. Period. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda omer. Anoshim beror lehem. Anoshim beror lehem. Anoshim beror lehem. Yayin. Anoshim beror lehem. B'mai. B'big day tzivo. You get your wife clothes. Anyone married here? Buy your wife clothes. Sack. Yes.
Would it be more advisable to allow her to buy?
I mean that. Give her the money to buy clothes. Okay. That's correct. Make sure your wife buys a new dress for Pesach. I'm a Furush Gemara. Wine, she'll live without the wine. You get a great dress. But make sure she gets a new dress. Yes?
It might, I don't know if Rabbi said this earlier, but it might be Mashma Nakamara, the Simchas Yom Tov. It's not a independent Chiv on the woman, it's the Chiv on the Baal to be
Mashmah. We have to discuss this, Mr. Shem, tomorrow. We're out of time. Is there an obligation on the man or on the woman? Or what's the nature of the obligation? So that if you finish the Ma'amar Kamos that I gave out today, you'll see it's all about Simchas Yontif based on this Gemara Kuftes, based on what happened back on Ayin and Aleph. We still not out of the Alakosis yet. So tomorrow's Thursday, 11 o'clock, we'll start with the Alakosis, connected to Simchas Yontif, and we'll branch into Simchas Yontif proper. Okay? Please finish up the Matamim over here, the way out.